taking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, I would like to begin. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Bachalam Pangum Langhayati Giri Jat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Guru Dinatarinam. So I would like to speak in English, you know, so because we had, you know, so many Bengali speakers. So I would like to humbly offer my humble obeisances to all the authorities. This is very special place, Sri Vrindavan Dham, very high place and very dangerous place also for a fallen soul like us, because we are like monkeys doing so many mistakes in this place, and here Krishna is very strict, and we are very safe in Navadvip and Jagannath Puri, because Lord is very merciful there. He is not taking any offenses, but here Lord is very strict. So we are here gathered to, what you can say, celebrate the appearance of our founder Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sri Yadav Goswami Maharaj. Actually, Mahaprabhu told, when he was organizing, celebrating Madhavendra Puripad's appearance day, he was so enthusiastic in arranging that. And he told that even today, whoever take Mahaprasad, he will get Krishna Prema. Even today, who will take Mahaprasad, they will get Krishna Prema. This type of, you know, understanding Mahaprabhu gave us, how we should celebrate the appearance day of our, you know, Acharyas, Guru Vargas. So, you know, what to speak about Srila Sridhar Maharaj. He is such a great personality in our, you know, Gaudiya Sampradaya. What we have heard from our, you know, gurus, we can humbly try to repeat a few sentences, and we ask forgiveness for any mistakes in those. Actually, if you see, Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years back with his all associates, Nityananda Prabhu and many other associates. Especially Nityananda Prabhu is very important, because Mahaprabhu came to distribute Vrindavan. He was performing Leela, Krishna was performing Leela in Dwapar Yuga. In that Leela, it was very restrictive Leela. Only the close associate, intimate associates who came from spiritual world, they could get or participate in that. But when the flood of that Leela comes, when the flood comes of that Dwapar Yuga, that Leela, Madhurya Leela, that is Udarja Leela. Means a flood, when flood comes, water will not discriminate that which is good or which is bad. Oh, this is very good, I will go this side. That is very bad, I will not go like that. It will not discriminate like that. So, that type of Udarja Leela, Uttama Adhama Nakore Vichar, that type of distribution for which Mahaprabhu came, actually that is being started grandly by Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda is very, very important. And that's why Srila Sridhar Maharaj always was chanting Dayal Nitai, Dayal Nitai, Dayal Nitai. Because Mahaprabhu's devotion is founded on our dedication to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu was running behind all the fallen souls and making them qualified to go to Mahaprabhu. Nityananda was running behind all the fallen souls and he making them qualified to go to Mahaprabhu. Same thing, this, you know, Nityananda is distributing function and Mahaprabhu is releasing function. Same thing we find again and again in our Guru Parampara, if you see. And it appeared in a grand way, in an expansive way, in recent time, Nityananda Prabhu's, that function of distribution, grand distribution, that appeared through Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Sridhar Maharaj himself told, with a Saktavesh avatar. So, Nityananda Prabhu, you know, he is going to all the, you know, the society, all the sections. Maybe fallen, maybe high, whatever, maybe. So, Prabhupada was doing bhajan here in Radha Damodar temple. He could have done bhajan like that, sitting one place. But he thought, no, this is not what my real, what I can say, duty that my Gurudev given. That's why he went to most fallen section, that is, you know, West, especially America. And he distributed there his mercy. he distributed there without discriminating. He distributed and he made them qualified. He made them qualified and finally send those all souls to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. He made them qualified and sent them to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So this is the thing we should understand, that this function of distribution and releasing, both are there and we cannot nullify anything. These both are there and these both are working in this Audharya Leela. This is Audharya Leela. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj was always very much disinterested in any of these mundane, you know, things. Nadhanam, Nadhanam, Nasundarim, all these things, exemplary way his life we can see. So Srila Prabhupada Saraswati also wanted him to go to West, but he not went, and he thought, I will do bhajan in this place, in Aparad Bhanjan part. Actually many places people were giving him land. He was very much respected in Mayapur, in Navadip, as a great sadhu. People were offering him many lands, but he chosen that land where Mahaprabhu forgiven all the fallen souls, Aparad Bhanjan path. So he specifically chosen that, showing the humility, saying, we are, doing so many offenses life after life. May Mahaprabhu forgive us and bless us with that divine gift for which he appeared in this age of Kali. So in this way, he opened that Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. Actually, he was residing in Vrindavan before, but he got some inner inspiration to go to Navadip Dham and stay there. So he thought, before going to Navadip, I must take the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. I must take the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, because by his grace only, I can have any hope to get the shelter of Navadip Dham. So he went to Ekachakra Dham, where we have our Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math's grand temple now. So he went there and asked Nityananda Prabhu, please give me your mercy. And Nityananda Prabhu told him, given him inspiration, that you had already so much of mercy from your Guru Maharaj and you are not distributing that, and you want more? You got so much, but you are not distributing. So then, thereafter only, Srila Sridhar Maharaj taken up, you know, this distribution, especially taking disciples and like that. So Sridhar Maharaj was like that. Actually, his nature is that he was staying always backside. Actually, this is the way, you know, his life is. When he came to Navadip Dham also, his place was, you know, just a hut, and you know, and he put one bamboo with, you know, one, you know, glorification sloka of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, stating that Math's glory will spread all over the world. And his god brothers were all surprised. What is this Sridhar Maharaj doing? He living in a small hut, and you know, he put such a big sloka there. How it is going to happen? But you see, it happened. He had that vision and it happened. Srila Govinda Maharaj used to say, sun never sets in Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. That happened. But that was the vision of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And he thought, I will open center here. I will not go and tell people Harikatha or, you know, some preaching. But whoever interested to listen something what I have received from my Guru Maharaj, I am there for their service. I am there for their service. In that mood, he was there. And later on, when Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada successfully preached all over the world and came to India, he first came to our Math, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, to visit Srila Sridhar Maharaj and offered obeisances. And he constructed also, I think, the Nath Mandir of our, you know,
He completed it.
Because that is the first thing he wanted to do in honor of his Shiksha Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. Actually, once upon a time, Srila Swami Maharaj's sister and her friends visited our Math. And they seen Sridhar Maharaj's Math, they thought, somebody told, Sridhar Maharaj is getting prasadam also or not? Because it was, you know, small, you know, place, a hut like that. Then Swami Maharaj's sister was very angry. She told, what are you saying? You don't know that Lakshmi is sleeping in the courtyard of Govinda? You don't know this? She told like that. And then when Sridhar Maharaj heard this, he told, she saved me. She not told that Lakshmi is sleeping in the courtyard of Sridhar Maharaj. She told that, she is sleeping in the courtyard of Govinda, it is okay. Lakshmi is still meditating to enter into Vrindavan in Vrindavan. So she can sleep, no problem. So, like this, Swami Maharaj also asked her sister to pay the book printing of this Prapanna Jivanamrita, I think. So like that, Swami Maharaj wanted Sridhar Maharaj's message should be spread more and more. That was his desire from very beginning. But, it is very difficult. When you go to the section where they are not at all, acquainted with our tradition and system, and that when they are not understanding even the difference between body and soul, even they don't know what is the difference between body and soul, how to teach them the higher conceptions, which comes even after surrender. Mahaprabhu's teachings begins after Saranagati. Sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam braja. This is the teachings or conclusions of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but Mahaprabhu's teaching begins from there. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu jive daya kari sapartava siyadama saha avatari. Atyanta dirlava prem karivare dan sikhaya saranagati bhakatero pran. So he came to teach us how to surrender, because Bhagavad Gita not teaching how to surrender. He only simply surrender. But how to surrender? That Krishna himself practiced in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he teach that. So first we have to educate them these basic principles of Bhagavad Gita, that you are not this body, you are the soul. And that's what Swami Maharaj did in the Western world, because they are not yet ready for accepting the higher conceptions. So he prepared them, like Nityananda Prabhu preparing all the fallen souls, running behind them. And like that, Srila Swami Maharaj also prepared. And when he sent them all to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj told, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur wanted me to go to West, but I could not go because of my health reason and any other, these reasons. Now, Srila Prabhupada sending these all souls to me. So this was the vision of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So like that, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, always we know, being recognized by Saraswati Thakur, we know that, when he composed the glorification poem of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati Thakur told, it is not written by you, it is Bhaktivinoda written through you. It is not written by you, it is Bhaktivinoda who written through you, actually. This was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's statement. And once upon a time, Saraswati Thakur sent Srila Sridhar Maharaj for one deity installation in some place in India. So Saraswati Thakur told, you go and prepare everything and I will come and perform deity installation. So Sridhar Maharaj went enthusiastically with so many of his god brothers and arranged nicely everything. And Saraswati Thakur came and he seen already deity is installed, he said. Already deity is installed. And then Srila Sridhar Maharaj was little unhappy. What? Already deity installed. Then later on he came to know that he even offered Tulsi, to the deities, so it is already installed. So very sad, he was very sad that, my Guru Maharaj told that he will install deities, but I did this offense. He wrote a letter to Saraswati Thakur through one brahmachari and sent that, Prabhupada, please forgive my offense. Then Saraswati Thakur wrote back and he told that there will be no offense for a surrender soul. For a surrender soul, there is no offense. So this is the thing. Prapanna Jivanamrita, that Srila Sridhar Maharaj compiled. And at that time he compiled when Gaudiya Math was suffering so much with so many difficulties after Saraswati Thakur's disappearance. And he thought, what should be my focus in these difficulties? And he thought, I must focus on Mahaprabhu's teachings of Saranagati. And he collected many, many wonderful compositions and slokas from various scriptures and compiled that Prapanna Jivanamrita, which is still nourishing those sincere souls who are interested in that direction. So, We are very fortunate that by the grace of, you know, Lord and His devotees, we came to this line, and we are hoping that we can try to follow even one small atom of His, you know, teachings. You know, the kind of teachings what He provided, what He given us, it is, you know, what you can say, very unique in the present time. Vrindavan Goswami's given such a teaching, and now Srila Sridhar Maharaj given, revealed that in much expansive manner and much, what you can say, fitting to the time that, you know, He appeared or He was doing preaching. Actually, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, when He was going to Hapaniya, actually He was not just going where Srila Sridhar Maharaj took birth. He was going where Sridhar Maharaj took bath, you know, where He done His schooling, all those places He was going. And then Srila Sridhar Maharaj came to know about His activities, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj called Him and told, I came to know that you are visiting my birthplace. That is okay, but why you are going where I took bath, where was my schooling and all those places? Maharaj, when I see your compositions, I see it is Rupa Goswami's compositions. That's why I am going to the land of Srila Rupa Goswami. So like that, you know, many of His godbrothers, even Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, he also was visiting many times to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Sridhar Maharaj, he was offering obeisances to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Sridhar Maharaj once told, Maharaj, you are senior to me. You came before to me to this mission. Why you are doing like that? You know, used to even do some seva. Then, yes, Sandipini was the guru of Krishna. He used to, you know, refer like that. Sandipini is guru of Krishna, like that. You know, all the godbrothers of Srila Sridhar Maharaj could see Prabhupada's manifestation through Srila Sridhar Maharaj. That's why they were always taking any important matters, serious matters in our Siddhanta. They were always consulting Srila Sridhar Maharaj for guidance. So this is what I could, you know, understand, that, you know, Srila Sridhar Maharaj's mood is that He never suppressed somebody. You know, many disciples from West came by the instruction and inspiration of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He used them in their service more expansive manner. He not try to change them. He told, okay, this is your service. How can you do this service much better? This was the mood of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Even my Harinam Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, and my Siksha Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Madhav Puri Maharaj, they came to learn because Swami Maharaj told them that you have to preach to the scientists. You have to defeat them because they are the preachers of the modern, you know, this is like modern Mayavad. Modern science is like modern Mayavad, actually. They want to make everything one, everything to atoms and molecules, if you see. If you ask which carbon atom you are talking about, there are so many carbon atoms. They cannot say, there are so many carbon atoms. So Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada wanted that this bogus propaganda of modern science should be defeated, and again that our spiritual education must be established. Because without that, our society will be always deceived by this, you know, education which He called as slaughterhouse for the soul. And for that He had given some, you know, specific instructions and opened some organization for scientific preaching like Bhaktivedanta Institute. And after Prabhupada's disappearance, when they approached Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj given our alternative conception to them. It's not Darwin what he taught about objective evolution. It is about subjective evolution. Evolution is not wrong. Evolution is correct. But Darwin talked about objective evolution. It's evolution of bodies. How bodies converted one body to another body. But that is not happen. That is not going to happen in reality. It is just like a mistake. Like you see in the water, there is a tree, big tree. You will see that it is growing downwards. Roots are upwards. So it is just our mistake that we are ignoring consciousness. We are giving so much of importance to body. That's why Srila Sridhar Maharaj given that subjective evolution, so nice composition that is there as a book now. Anybody wants to read that? We have also recently printed that. And we are distributing in colleges. And we feel so much of happiness that Srila Sridhar Maharaj given such a nice way of presenting our conception to scientists. With this, I would like to conclude, and I would beg forgiveness for any mistakes. Blancha kalpaturugasya kipasindu bhayavacha, patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.